Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf He, Mishnah Bet. We'll continue talking about the laws of quote unquote inside and outside, the Gezerah that Hachamim made, that if something Tameh touches the inside of a utensil, then the entire utensil is Tameh. But if something touches the outside, if a Tameh liquid touches the outside of the utensil, only the outside becomes Tameh and the inside is not Tameh. We're only talking about liquids touching it. In this case, we'll talk about it in the context of an ox goad, a utensil that is used while plowing. There's a pole, a wooden pole. On one end is a metal blade that cuts roots that's in the person, that's in the path. And on the other end is a prod, which is a sharp metal nail that's used to poke the ox and guide them to go straight. Mishnah says, Hamardeya yeshlo ahorayim vatoch. An ox goad is subject to the law of outside and inside. Even though it's a flat pole that doesn't have an actual outside or an inside, we apply it to it. The blade and the prod, which are the two ends of it, are the inside. They're like the inside of a container because they do the majority of the work, like the inside of a container does the work. So they're considered to be the inside. The other essential part of the keli is like the outside. The part of the pole that's 7 tefachim away from the blade until the blade. And the part of the pole 4 tefachim away from the prod until the prod are considered to be like the outside. They used to support the blade and they help a person use it. So they're considered to be part of it, but they're considered to be like the outside. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, En Lahem, says Rabbi Meir, no. They're not connected to this law. You're talking about not a utensil. These are not containers that have an outside and an inside. It's an ox prod. So therefore, we can't compare it to those laws. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir had a tradition that there was something with measurements and 7 and 4. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has a very clear way of understanding it, talking about the outside and the inside of this ox goad. But with Rabbi Meir, who says there's no outside, how does he understand the words of the Hachamim? What law were they referring to about the 4 and 7 when it came to the ox goad? Lo skiru arba'a v'shiv'a ila l'shirayim, says Rabbi Meir, the measurements of 4 tefachim and 7 tefachim are only mentioned by Hachamim about broken pieces of an ox goad. If an ox goad breaks into two, the two pieces still could become tameh. If they're large enough to be used, if they have utility, if the blade and prod could be used. The blade and prod could only be used if they become tameh, if they're broken with at least 7 tefachim long, which is part of the blade, if it's with 7 tefachim of wooden pole with it, and the prod, if it has with it 4 tefachim of wood as well with it, then it's still usable and it could become tameh, because only if they're connected to poles of these sizes do they have some use and utility. So that was the tradition of Rabbi Meir about what the measurements of 4 and 7 were given for. None to do with the gezerah of ahorayim vatoch, outside and inside, but much more to do with what is considered to still be a utensil, a keli, for the ox goad.